Our lesson today, and we're probably not going to do the entire lesson. I think I'm going to split it up into two different lessons due to the baptism and so forth. That was far more important. But the title of the lesson is "With Authority Comes Responsibility," and that goes for just about any category I can think of. I don't care whether it's a teacher. I don't care whether it's a coach, a policeman, an officer in the military, president of the United States. If you've got authority, that's great. But with it comes responsibility, and sometimes tremendous responsibility. There is a big difference between being a boss and being a leader. I think of people in the workplace, people in a congregation, people out in the world. They may not have a title, but they're a leader. A lot of people want the title. A lot of people want to be able to give other people orders. That's a boss. Somebody that just bosses people around. There's a big difference in that. A leader, whether it be leader of a company, leader of the household, whatever, it takes a lot of effort. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, you're the owner of a company." You know, I wish I was the owner. I could take off anytime I want. Most of the time, I've looked at people that own a business. They work harder than any of the employees. They put in more hours. And people sometimes have a skewed view on being a boss or being a leader. It takes time and effort. It takes sacrifice. Sacrifice of time. Sacrifice of effort. You've got to know what you're in authority of. You've got to teach. I think every job I've ever had, there was some sort of training. They just don't say, "Okay, you're hired, go out and do it." You go through at least a little bit of training. You, as the leader, you've got to know what it is you're doing. And you've got to model the behavior that you expect from others. That's some of the hardest, is you just don't give the orders because anybody, children, can see the difference. Not that "do as I say, not as I do." People see that right away. Sometimes the leader, they get the success, but they also get the blame. And it's not always their fault. I remember coaching. You know, I tried to never like to say I won the game, because I didn't. The kids won the game. I had a hand in it. I had a part. The kids won the game. But if we lost, it was my fault. You know? But leaders will be accountable. With authority comes responsibility. And one of the areas I'd like to look at today is in the home. Husbands, wives, parents. There is authority there. But there's a lot of responsibility also. In Ephesians 5, starting in verse 22, Paul is explaining to the Christians there in Ephesus. He says, wives, submit to your own husband. Oh, hold the phone now. Whoa. What's that word you said? Submit? No. We live in a society that doesn't like that word submit. We live in a society that nobody wants to submit. They want to be able to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. That's anarchy. That's anarchy. As Christians, we get submission because we are in submission to Christ. We have to be. We don't become Christians unless we're going to be in submission to Christ. You know what? Christ was in submission. Jesus himself was in submission to the Father. But it starts off, and Paul says, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Think of it. And he goes on in this chapter. And he explains this is not just unique to wives, employees, servants. When you're submitting, think of it as submitting to the Lord. You're doing it for the sake of the Lord as your Christian duty. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife. I don't want to see one of you men doing this right now. See, honey, I told you. No. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. What an awesome responsibility that is. And he is the savior of the body. Goes on to say, therefore, just as Christ, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ. Now, women, now it's your turn. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Jesus did not hold back anything in his giving to the church. He was the ultimate sacrifice. That is what the husband needs to be. Dad comes last. The husband gives everything that he is capable of to the wife. With authority comes responsibility. In Genesis 3, starting in verse 9, this is the Garden of Eden. After Adam and Eve had made their first stumble, it says, then the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Like he didn't know. Where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Now, we don't have an exact time frame. I don't know how long this had taken place. It hadn't been long. How long had Adam been running around bare naked? And it's just bothering him now? I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Just got a little question for you, Adam. Did you eat of that tree? Who told you you were naked? Then the man said, the woman. There's no bus in the picture. But Adam was throwing her right under the bus. The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. Passing the buck. Not my fault. It's all your fault. It was all your fault, Adam. The woman said, verse 13, and the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent, not me. Don't look at me. It was the serpent deceived me and I ate. If Adam would have been doing his responsibility, none of this would have ever occurred. One, if Eve would have listened to God, she wouldn't have been deceived. Where is Adam when all this has taken place? Stepping in, protecting Eve from this. With authority comes responsibility. In Jeremiah, a couple weeks ago, we looked at this verse when we were looking at Jeremiah. A bunch of the women were burning incense to the different gods and goddesses. And it says, the women also said, and when we burned incense to the queen of heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her? And pour out drink offerings to her without our husband's permission? They were being condemned for what they had done, and rightly so. The men, the husbands, gave them the thumbs up. Did we do it without our husbands knowing about it? The men should have stepped up and said, don't do it. With authority comes responsibility. In Ephesians, Paul also says, and you fathers. And this concept applies also to mothers. Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. I love how Paul teaches. He tells people, don't do this, but he just doesn't leave it at that. He just doesn't tell them, don't provoke your children. What are some of the ways that children can be provoked? Seeing the hypocrisy of the parents. Telling them one thing, but acting a different way. That's really provoking to me. Hypocrisy. Also, the way you say something. How do you go about it, parents? How do you go as a boss, as a supervisor, as a, anything? With authority. Don't provoke the people, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. Instead of doing this, do this. Bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. We're going to finish up today with a passage from Deuteronomy in chapter 6, starting in verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart." Not just going through the motions. They shall be in your heart. "You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." People should be able to see and it be obvious that you are a person of God. Taking it fast forward to the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told the people in Matthew 5, to let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's what God is saying here in Deuteronomy. It should be obvious. People should be able to look at you and tell that you're a child of God. We all have authority in some way. Next week, I would like for us to look at two other categories: elders and individuals. Sometimes we're in submission. Sometimes we all have authority over ourselves. So we will look at that next week. Devin, it's good to have another brother in Christ. It's been a wonderful day. Never like to leave an assembly without offering an invitation. If you have not put your Lord on in baptism, we just saw Devin do it this morning. If you have not done it, there's still water there. It hasn't evaporated. It's hot outside, but it's not that hot. It hasn't evaporated. It's still there. We can accommodate you if you'd like to study more about God's Word. Get with one of us. We would love to study with you. If you need